views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. So I've been traveling around the globe and meeting some very cool people, some real powerful energy workers and movers, and just recently have been working a lot with Mark Kettenbeck from Germany. With our energetic upgrade seminars. We just got back from Germany, Vancouver, Germany, and then also Birmingham. And so Mark Kettenbeck is back with us today, and he is a martial artist with 32 years experience. He's a certified UN method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, and co-founder of Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions format. He is a co-author of the book Boosting Intentions, and Mark considers himself a new age shaman. His seminars and coaching sessions remind people of stand-up comedy, and he likes the idea of having fun while learning. And Mark has a really unique way of teaching people the ideas of reality steering. He wants each and every one of us to find our passions in life. And his claim is, we do voodoo. And I met Mark almost 5 years ago in Philadelphia at a seminar. And the two of us have been working together ever since. And as I said, we've been hosting our first energetic upgrade seminars and really pushing things more on the edge. Mark, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Colette. Thank you very much for a nice introduction. Woo! Always feel so important when I'm on your show.
Well, you are important.
That's what it is. See? All right.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention for people listening in that, Mark and I are here for you today. If you want to clear some energy, we are happy to take your calls at 1-800-930-2819. We already do have someone on the line, but I'm just going to let you talk for a bit first, Mark, before we start taking calls. And, how are you doing?
Well, thank you very much. I did better before than I did the last week, because it's interesting. Once you shift a lot of stuff, we've been on the energetic upgrade tour and we shifted so many people. And of course, by the law of resonance, if you have people that come with a lot of problems, a lot of times you go in resonance with that on some level too. So speaking of, we all did quite some shifting, and and I can tell the results are sometimes harsh. So to sum it up briefly, my internet broke down, my mobile phone got broken, this and that, and a lot of changes, and it's good. But once you kind of like live through it, it's not that much fun. But changes are always good. So I'm all right. I'm good. I'm good to go.
I hear you. Like, that's part of doing the seminars like we did. You know, we did Relationship Rescue in Vancouver, yeah. And that was so intense. And, a lot of angry women at that seminar. I thought you were, really, really, it was really cool how you held space for everyone. Being the brave man to take that on.
Choked out? No, just kidding. No, that was nice. It was really cool. A lot of nice people. And of course, they get triggered, and then they kind of like have the tendency to be mean for a second or a minute or two. But it's all good. It's all good.
people.
And
get,
we had this amazing seminar in Birmingham, right? Another relationship rescue. And I'm getting this feeling, Colette, that it's going to be a classic thing, the relationship rescue.
Yeah. You know, I feel like those the people in Vancouver, actually what happens is, you know, people, as you said, go into resonance. And the people in Vancouver, we cleared a lot of the energy before the week before that and going into that week. And then by the time we got to Birmingham a month later, those were way more gentle folk.
That is true.
And then the seminar in Germany, the energetic facelift, that was so much fun.
That was really cool too. People liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to the backup calls we'll have. And I think it's a very nice idea that we like offer for people who want to, certain calls afterwards where you stick in touch and just clean up what's coming up after the seminar, which is good.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward. We have our first call like that on this coming Sunday, so that'll be really awesome. It's only for people that attended the seminar, but that's kind of why, like, I have been, you know, for the last, since I've been doing this radio show, is I've been wanting people to be able to experience what it's like to shift energy really quick instead of like sitting in it and having to deal with a problem for a really long time. And, you know, that's why this radio show is so special to me, because people can call in and, you know, experience that. And, you know, after, you know, before we go to the first break, I just want, you know, you to talk a little bit, because you were saying that you wanted to speak a bit about where information goes in the brain and how that affects people. So we just want to share that information with people. And when we come back from the first break, we'll take the first caller, because we have one on the line here.
Okay, sure. I think we called it what's going on in your head. And the fact is that a lot of people and a lot of ways of doing therapy kind of shoots for what happened back then, right? So people, they got traumatized by a car accident, let's say, let's make something up, and then they think a lot about the accident, think about what happened there, they talk with other people about it, but actually just that moment where it happens, there the content is of value for the brain to know where to store it. After that, I call that the brain coding. Your brain puts the picture in a certain place according to how the brain does it, will then give your body information of how you will be feeling once you think about it again. So it's more about that picture in your head. Where is it? Where does the brain put it? Is it close to you? Is it further out? Is it rectangle? Is it round? Is it color or black and white? Are you in that picture or not? All these modalities kind of tells your brain how you got to feel about it. So once you want to change something, you want to first start and paying attention to what stuff. How is it represented in your head when you think about it? So I want all the listeners today to pick something they didn't like. Something happened in the past that bugs them, or that always makes them angry, and then think about it and see. You'll, after a while, you because it goes so fast, people have the tendency not to notice that they recall a picture and they see what happened back there. It can be one picture or a bunch of pictures. Could be even a little movie.
Okay, I'm going to have to just cut you off here, Mark, but I'm going to get you to finish when we come back from the break. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. Make an inventory of the 10 most important people in your life. Then, add the 10 people with whom you spend the most time. There might be overlap from these lists. Spend time listing their qualities of these people that you admire and respect. Then go back and make a list of characteristics or aspects these people possess that you find challenging. Reflect on how these aspects, both light and dark, make you feel.
How many of these would you also use to describe yourself? Do you notice any resistance? If so, there's growth to be had there. Join us for our next Purposeful Living webinar series to explore more.
Watch our webinar series or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And hey, Mark, before we get started again and you finish what you were talking about before the break, I just want you to share your contact information so I don't forget.
Oh, sure. It's markkettenbach.com. MarkKettenbach.com, or you just go on energeticupgrade.com, which is your and my tour site, right? Where we put all our seminars and all that.
Yeah.
And look this one up as well. And we actually are planning right now the tour for 2015. So you might want to check once in a while for the new dates.
Yeah, cool. I'm excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Before the break, you were just talking about how, you know, the picture of putting where the picture is in your brain and whether it's in color or if it's in black and white. So just finish that thought. And then we're going to take Liz from sure. San Diego. We've got a caller here. Just before you do that, just want to let people know that if you want to call in, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. Okay, Mark.
Here we go. So let's grab everybody, grab something you remember you don't like. And it's not about the content, what happened. You can think about it and you will see that a picture pops up in your head or a little movie. For right now, we'll go with the pictures. So, and if you just take that picture in a split second and you push it out very far out and make it small and black and white in your head until it's only a little dot far out on, at the end, wherever you be able to see, put it out very far out, small, and let it blink black and white. And you do this 5, 6, 7 times, you shrink it all the way out, black and white, and you shrink it again, all the way out, black and white, and make it blink, and one more time, out there, black and white, and shrink it, and make it blink, and one more time, out there, black and white, shrink it, and make it blink. Now, if you think of, well, what did you, you might want to think about what you had for breakfast this morning, just for the state break, and then you think about this again, what used to bug you, you'll realize it's a different feeling. It's not that intense anymore. So bottom line is, everything we kind of experience, we'll tell our brain how to code it. The brain will put it somewhere. And the rule is, the bigger, the closer, the more colorful, the more stronger the feeling is we experience, meaning the emotion attached to it. So it could be, if we're angry about it, we have a picture which is close in color and very bright, and then it's a lot of anger. So if you push it out, make it small and black and white, you'll see the emotion gets less, 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 and less, which is a good thing. If you, during the day, see what, when you're feeling what and what triggered it, and then just shrink those pictures.
That's a cool way to do it. It's very simple and it's effective.
Yeah, you can do it right away. And you just give yourself a day and say, hey, everything about me today, I'll think about the pictures and shrink it. And all of a sudden, after a while, you go into that mode of unconscious competence, so meaning your brain will pick it up and realize that once you don't like something, you'll automatically shrink the picture.
And then can you do it from the opposite perspective, where you bring the picture in bigger for what you want?
Sure. Yeah. Can put in more color, put it closer. And see, we all discovered parts of that for what we call nice to have. You can also take a wish, because a wish has a certain coding as well, meaning that your brain knows you're not going to get it because a wish is lack, right? So you can push that out.
Explain that to people listening in, why a wish is something you don't get.
Well, grab a handbag or a car you have, whatever you're having, you're never wishing because you have it, as a matter of fact. So wishing is always something you don't have. So underlying that wish is always the lack of having it. So if people wish something, they just put out to the universe of, I have a lack of this. And what the universe can mirror back to them, let's say, for example, with the car, is that they'll have more incidents where they wish they would have a car. Like the bus just left when they got there, the train just left when they got there, stuff falls off their bike, so they can continuously wishing, oh, if I would have a car, blah, blah, blah. So wishing, never a good idea.
I love it how you explain it. Okay, we're going to take Liz from San Diego and see what we could do, what she would like to shift here today. Liz, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Colette.
Go ahead.
You and
I was going to ask you, what can we do for you?
okay. Yeah. Hi. Great. I would like to shift some energy around resistance. I noticed to receiving things, especially money. You and I, Colette, had a great private phone session, I think a couple weeks ago, where we dealt with a lot of things, and you picked up on this towards the end and shifted it some, and I'm so super aware of what's still left and what feels stuck.
All right. So, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, when you think about pushing money away from yourself, how much does that bother you? 10 being the absolute worst and 0 being like it doesn't bother you at all.
Oh, it bothers me a 10.
A 10? Okay, Mark.
Yeah.
I would go with a 9, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Since
okay.
It's money, people like that. They kind of, okay, what's coming up is...
Yeah, the importance of money, right?
Yeah, and also let's think about if you would have $10,000 in your pocket, just all the time you walk somewhere, how would you feel?
There'd be a lot of freedom in that.
Ironically,
I mean, if it was $10,000 to spend,
take away from you, and you would be hyper conscious if somebody sees it as just hanging out of your pocket. You know what I'm saying is.
I see. Actually, literally in my pocket. I would be.
Yeah, I mean, carrying around with you, really have it in their pocket, like you would now have like a bunch of bucks, like let's say between. I'm getting you strong to $60 to $100. If you carry more than that, you kind of turn weak already. So, we want to make you strong to be okay with having $10,000 in your pocket and not thinking that this could get lost, you could lose it, you have to be very hyper-conscious and all that. That's stuff coming from your parents, from your dad especially. And that this energy holds you away from really having money because you subconsciously connect with that a lot of those troubles. Once you have money, you have to babysit it, so to speak.
Yeah,
do you actually have children?
I don't, no.
Okay, so let's make you strong for the money part, having it around and not losing it. Then you have a karma actually for killing people, having too much money in past lifetimes. Let's get this rid of. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So how about now? You had it at a 10. Where is it now? Is it same or different?
It's different. I'm looking for what's there now. There's sort of a blank feeling about it. I don't.
That's good. Correct as well. So let's hear from Colette what she did.
Okay. Well, right away, as soon as you said that, Mark, about her being. Nervous with having this money in her pocket. I picked up on a collective level that, you know, a lot of women are nervous having money in their pocket and there's kind of like just being a woman and walking down the street and, you know, alone at night and things like that. So experiences like that. And, you know, when
thought that shopping,
shopping would take care of that. I think that a lot of women, and there was a definite weakness there, but what was coming up also is, you know, when we're little, our parents will tell us to beware of strangers. And it's just kind of like, you know, if you're afraid of strangers, there's a lot of strangers that might have money also, you know, like you don't know everybody that you're going to work with. So we want to strengthen
money and stuff like that.
So we want to strengthen Liz to that. And also we want to strengthen anyone else that's listening into that. We have to take a quick break for a minute. Liz, can you hang in there until we come back and then we'll check in on you again?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to shift some energy, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And Mark and I will be right back in a minute or so to make some more shift happen.
In Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Take him from the fire into the frying pan.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here from Germany with me today, and Mark and I are clearing energy for people. We have Liz on the line. We're going to get right back to you in a minute, Liz. If anyone else wants to call in and solve some energetic issues, 1-800-930-2819. And Liz, are you there?
Yes.
How are you feeling now? Before the break, when we started, you said you were at about a 10, bothering you that you feel like you were pushing money away from you. How do you feel now? When we left you at the break, you were starting to really feel blank about it. That's always a good sign.
It's hard
thinking.
To put a number because it's almost not about money at all. So when I think you really, what you said about the strangers.
Yes.
Letting people in, because in my business, I own my own business and I'm working with different clients all the time. And I realized a lot of that resistance was around having to sort of open up to different people, like not the same person that I know really well.
Okay, so, there we go. We want to have strong relationship with all of our clients. So we're going to strengthen that for you, like that that you're open to receiving new clients without fear. And so, you know, Mark is a martial arts instructor for a long time now. And when I left Germany, he told me that I needed to learn how to hit people so that I wouldn't have any weaknesses or issues around that. And I was like, well, I don't want to hit people, but I started doing a kickboxing circuit and punching and kicking bags, and I really like it. He was right. So Mark, do you have something to add for Liz here about that?
About hitting people?
No, in her case, about not hitting people. She wants to attract clients.
Yeah, I think every time people who haven't met, like, on a conscious level yet, meet each other subconsciously, they always figure out who would kill whom if it boils down to the worst. That's a program that runs, and we're not aware of that. So let's get you strong to that program, and in either which way that you're okay with it, that I get more of a weakness if you would be able to kill the other person, that you get a little bit on the abusive end, just energy wise. Let's get you strong on that. That's past life experiences also. It has a lot to do with the collectiveness, where women are seen as like the physical weaker person or something like that. So let's get all this out of your system, make you strong, make you also strong to catching up, that you only attract the clients you want to, because of, if you still have those fears, you will attract clients that even that don't even fit to you, because fear is always, or a lot of times, always is kind of weak, but a lot of, most of the times, a result of comparison. We compare each other to other people. Oh, what would have happened if this would have happened to me? What happened to this person? All that. And then you start bringing in into your world stuff from the world. And you got to understand the difference. They're out there, there's like everything and anything. But in your world, you're kind of the god of that. So there is no stronger person to there's around in your world. But if you're going to get on some level into comparison with other people or the world, then you pull on an other god, so to speak, and then there could be loss or defeat or all that. So let's make you strong for not doing this, sticking with what you want, erasing this fear. It's basically on your backbone, a lot of fear there. Let's get rid of this, and also your heels. And I don't know the correct term. I say nipples. There's fear too. Let's get rid of it. Oh, what would you say on a radio show just to be?
That's fine. Okay. Okay, I think good. We're allowed to say nipples. Okay, we've good. Said it now, so.
So why is that cooking? Okay, how do you feel then?
I feel very different. Trying to find the best words for it. It just feels free, like kind of a blank slate, like I almost needed to sort of let it sink in and get acquainted with myself in this space.
Good.
That's awesome. You know,
well, let's use that for a second and take that blank space and put something in there, okay? And we'll take a tetrahedron grid full of love, attraction, and abundance. And connect that with like 7, 8, 9, 10 different spots of your body and run through the physical fitness and the transition. So you can't fill this blank space up with other stuff you don't want, right? So we have it filled up with something you do want right now.
There we go.
Great.
So how does that feel?
That feels wonderful. It's a feeling of like just sort of, you know, more enthusiasm about just kind of the business part and the money. It feels more like just sort of getting in, you know, playing a game with people, not manipulative, but like just playing in life. And
good,
you know, let's
good.
Do this.
Awesome. If you're going to play
great.
A game, play to win.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, everybody
let's
can
play
win.
Win-win.
So, yeah. A win-win-win. Yeah. So your clients are going to win. You're going to win. And also the entire universe will win because you're one less person on the earth that believes in lack.
Yeah.
How's that?
It's, so true.
It's perfect.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for calling in, Liz.
Thank you. Thanks
all right.
So much.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
You know, Mark, when we were when we started working with Liz too, what came up that I wanted to mention that I was getting was that, you know how in the metaphysical world, the esoteric world, we talk about give and receive. Yeah. But a lot of times in, you know, like when people are talking business and in the old, you know, like people that are not so esoteric, they'll talk about give and take and that the world is a give and take world. Right. Yeah. And so, I just noticed that like on a collective level, I feel like that's something that could really be shifted right now for a lot of people because, you know, we have a lot happening on the planet right now and people are, you know, if there's a weakness to the give and take of life, and that people feel that if, you know, they give something to someone else and that means that someone's taking something from them, then there's a weakness there. So let's just shift that right now for everybody listening in that, you know, receive is a nicer word for, you know, it's another word for take, really.
Once you say take, it automatically triggers to take out someone.
Yeah, to take them down and clear that.
So let's get them strong to all that. And just the not forcing stuff, it's also something, it triggers that people have to be on a very aggressive way in order to take it, what belongs to them. Like no one's going to give them, just going to give it to them.
Yeah, and there's also that weakness coming in. You know, when someone has had something stolen from them or they've been made fun of, they'll say, you know, they'll say, oh, they took me or, you know, I was taken. Yeah. And then also, you know, rape, as soon as I said that, rape comes up.
Yeah, right. I was about to say.
Yeah.
So let's get out of this. There's even a movie taken out there, right?
Oh, okay. So you know how I am about movies. I never get there very often.
So let's get everybody neutral to that. And then decide to switch over to receive.
Yeah, because receive is more gentle. It's more like when you receive, you're allowing the abundance to come to you rather than forcing yourself to
get
it. Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
How does it feel to you now?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it shifted quite a bit. The reason I wanted to bring that up is because there's a lot happening on the planet right now. As I said, you know, we've got, you know, and I notice like, you know, anytime that you listen to the media, there is, you know, there's always like a plague of some kind that, you know, every few months a new plague comes in or a new flu. Yeah. And then if there's not a new plague or a new flu, there's an economy crashing somewhere in the world.
Or a terrorist guy.
Yeah, and if it's not that, it's a terrorist. And so a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of fear out there right now. And this is something that, you know, if a lot of fear really actually just comes from people being afraid that there's not enough. And so that's why I really felt it was important to address that, you know, that the fear out there of that people could take something from us instead of, you know, instead of us just receiving it. That if one of us gets something, then it means someone else does without.
Or something like that.
Or that we're going to lose it once we have it hanging on so tight because we don't want to lose it. So I'm glad that we cleared that. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. And Mark and I are clearing energy today. And it was really cool to see Liz shift to that blank slate. I just wanted to mention what that's about. When someone moves into a blank slate like that, it means that they have really gotten neutral and it's almost like you can't even remember what the problem is. So when we come back, we have time for one more call if someone calls in, or if not, we are going to energetically shift what comes up in the moment and sort of work through. I feel a little bit more of this fear that is so prevalent on the planet right now. It just seems like it's, you know, really stressing what people call stressing themselves out. So we'll be right back and make some more shift happen.
When I think about your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share, looking through the memories in my mind.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Mark Kittenbach from Germany. We're joining forces to clear energy for people. We do have another caller on the line, Sonia from Scottsdale, Arizona. Before we take your call, Sonia, I just want you, Mark, to share your contact information with people again, just so that if anyone wants to reach you, they can.
Oh, sure. It's www.markkettenbach.com. The website is in English as well. Or you get the both of us under energeticupgrade.com. Plus, I would like to mention this real quick. I got a book out. I'm a co-author, and this book is available in English. It's called Boosting Intentions. It's about around about $10, and you get it on Amazon. If you buy it, please rate it, because at the beginning, the conversion over to the Kindle version didn't work, and all the sentences were screwed up, and then people were very mean to it. But it's all fixed, and they never like.
Okay, cool. So the what I've learned from working with you is the translation from German to English is not always the easiest thing sometimes.
No, but there it got, just by the format, it got screwed over.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's the technological wonders of computer land.
People bought it and they're like, what is this?
Oh, so it wasn't readable. Okay, so it's all fixed. Okay, good.
And they got the fixed version, but they're not taking away their poor ratings because they forgot about it.
All right, well, that's good to know that it's all so. It's called Boosting Intentions.
Intentions. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sonia, are you on the line here?
I am.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, really well. So what can Mark and I do for you today?
I have six children. Four of them are grown. And my biggest challenge in life right now, and I'm actually involved in business with two of them. The other two I'm not. However, what's happened at this stage of my life is they're now grown adults. And I really need to get to a place to where I transition to where they are truly independent individuals flying on their own. And I'm not having so much impact on their life, because what's happened is it's provided deterrence in my growth from a financial perspective.
So when you get in touch with that, how much is it bothering you on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst?
Probably a 10, because I'm really at a place where I'm ready to be done with it.
Okay. you know, Mark is the perfect one to shift this for you, because he doesn't have children yet. So he's very neutral to those nuances that mothers have with their and fathers have with their children. Mark, what are you picking up for Sonia here?
I did not really get what the problem is. Yes, you still have two children, and you want to get rid of them.
No. She has six children in total. Four of them are out of the home, and then she's got two more, and she's like tired of being a mom. Well, that's not how she said it, but I'm okay.
I'm getting she's afraid of not knowing what to do once they're gone,
mm-hmm.
and not having the excuse that she could do a lot once they're gone.
Okay.
So let's make her strong to that, make her strong to the ability actually to find something she really likes to do.
And take giving herself permission to, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. And also have to take the responsibility for her to find something. And not blaming it on others that she couldn't. There's a way. Now, what's with the husband? Are you raising him by yourself, Sonia?
He's older. So he participates with the younger children, the grown children. They're from a different marriage.
Okay.
The father doesn't.
We're going to strengthen that. Because I was picking up just a lot of energy between your children themselves, and so that explains a little bit of it here. So we're just going to strengthen that. Any karma between... Because what Mark was picking this up, I'm getting, is the karma between the father of the first four and the father of the second two. So we want to strengthen releasing any karma between those two men, so that neither of them, that your current husband right now doesn't have to pay the debt, no need to suffer, struggle with it anymore, back and forth. We just strengthen all of that. How are you number-wise right now, Sonia?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do you feel any differently about this? Like, just get in touch with how it feels for you, because I feel like that was a big shift right there.
I think he kind of hit the nail on the head initially when he said, I'm not sure what I would do without those influences in my life, and I need to find something that I enjoy doing for me.
And so when you get in touch with, your situation now, what number would you be at on a scale of 0 to 10 now?
More of a 5.
Yeah, I was getting a solid 5 mm-hmm. there. So we want to strengthen you to your perception catching up, because I can feel it's even shifting more. This is about permission. And how many years have you been a mom?
31.
Yeah. And how old are you?
I'm sorry.
How old are you right now?
54.
So you've been a mom for 20, you've been a mom for longer than you've not been a mom. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. Mark, what else are you getting?
Yeah, I'm getting her being in the middle, I would say half of her life. You're 55 something, that probably is what it's at. So let's get you strong to going a different path. like not falling into old habits like you used to do. You know, you have to do the same way. Cutting the ties energetically off of your children, understanding that it's, from now on it's up to them to solve their problems. I also get a weakness with your husband. How do you, the two of you, get along these days?
He's older, so he's having some health issues. So my perception is in the near future I'll become more of a caregiver.
Okay, so see, this is why you're so weak to this, is that she has, like, lots of people to care for here. Sonia, we've kind of run out of time here. We've got you down to a 5 right now. If you feel that you would like to email me and just let me know how you're doing, I can feel it. It's going down right now. Mark's working right now as I'm talking. And so, you know, feel free to email me. Anyone wants to contact me, you can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. And you can also reach me at my website, www.thetruthisfunny.com. Or as Mark said, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. I'm also available on Facebook and on Twitter, all the social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And, you know, you can reach me there also. So, Mark, Sonia, are you still on there?
I am.
Okay, so what number are you at now? Just quick.
2.
2. Awesome. Cool. Awesome. Great. Okay. So thank you for calling in, Sonia and Mark. You know, it's always a pleasure to be shifting energy with you. I miss you because I haven't seen you for like, I don't know, it's been almost like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, that's well. We have been on tour for 2 months together, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you for having me here. And I'm looking forward to seeing you soon, Colette.
Yeah, me too. And for all of you listening in, The Truth is Funny, Transformation Talk Radio. This is Colette Marie Steffen. And we're on 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time next Wednesday morning. Bye for now. We'll see you next week to make some more shift happen.
Been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here to rave about my favorite dressing and marinade, Galeos Marinades. As hearty vegetables such as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and pumpkin replace the waning fruits of summer on supermarket produce displays, when I want to add that special touch to my fall dishes, I reach for Galeos Miso. Whether it's the Miso Caesar, Dijonnet, Ginger Wasabi, and the newcomer Southwest, I know that I'm going to prepare a fabulous dish. Galeos dressings, which are made with all natural ingredients, have no MSG and are gluten-free and should all be part of a well-stocked kitchen pantry. But perhaps the Miso Caesar adds a special something to fall's bountiful harvest. The culinary masterminds behind Galeos Miso dressing, chefs Andre and Gordana, have just developed several of their favorite easy-to-prepare and healthy fall recipes that include their Miso Caesar dressing. So visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com for your special fall dish.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com. We'll be right back.